Okay, so you're involved in this program, and then, as you know, Jessica, in 1995, the research gets declassified.
Right.
Where are you then? What's your role?
At that point, I was not so involved with the program, but I was then hired at that point to do a review of the entire 20 years worth of...
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Along with a skeptic, Ray Hyman, and... we were actually hired because Congress wanted this review done.
So in theory, you got hired by Congress?
I suppose you could say that, yep.
All right.
Through a few intermediaries, but that's right, yes. That's where our report
went. You mean Congress finally asked for a proper study on something?
No comment.
You don't have to comment on that. All right. So Congress requests some review of this. Who knows how it started, right?
Right.
And, of course, this was part of the CIA.
Well, it wasn't.
Was
that
it?
Was what was interesting. It was part of the DIA at the time, the Defense Intelligence Agency.
Okay.
And Congress actually, some people in, well, the DIA didn't want it anymore. And some people in Congress didn't want it to be canceled. And so they wanted it to go to the CIA. And the CIA actually requested the review. They said, we don't want to take it unless we know that it's going to work and that it's going to be useful for intelligence work.
Well, didn't the DIA conclude that by that point? You know, here why were they dumping the thing?
Well, the Cold War was over. Times had changed. Leadership in the DIA changed. People were less interested in it.
Or is it possible, Jessica, it never did end, and they wanted all of us, maybe even you, to believe that it ended?
That's possible. Yeah, that is possible.
You know, knowing the way the intelligence gathering works. You know, so you publicly tell the world, all right, we're out of it, we're done. But if it was successful, I got to believe they, you know, some of the remote viewers I've talked to, the Hal Putoffs and people like that, and I think you know Hal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they say, George, you know, if it was going to continue, I think they would have used us. We were the best in the business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, logic tells you that's absolutely true. However, this has never been a logical thing around here, this intelligence gathering in our country. And I'm just wondering if they had something hidden away somewhere.
Quite possible. But, you know, it also really relied on a few people who strongly believed that this was possible and who supported it. And so as politics changed, I think it's possible that it actually did get canceled.
Okay, so tell me, I mean, what did you try to evaluate? What kind of data did you look at?
We were given all the reports that had been done out of SRI, the Remote Viewing Research Program. We weren't given the applications work, so we weren't given the so-called psychic spying stuff. And in fact, we were prohibited from looking at that.
They didn't give you the good stuff.
That's right.
All right.
That's right. So we were only given the scientific stuff, and we were given basically 3 months to do our evaluation. So we narrowed our look to the work that had been done in the last 5 years of the program, and we evaluated the experiments that had been done then.
All right, and you had to what? Write some kind of a report?
We had to write
Congress?
A report. That's right. My report is that my part of the report is available on my website, which I think is on your website.
Yes, all linked up.
Okay.
Give me a highlight of the report.
Okay. I concluded that using standards that we would use anywhere else in science that uses statistics, that psychic functioning was definitely there. I mean, that
it works. You're saying it works.
So strong, yeah, that it definitely works. Yep.
Did it amaze you, or are you just a pure numbers person and you look at the numbers and say, yep, it works, that's it?
Well, I'd been involved with the field long enough not to be amazed by this point, but I was pretty amazed at some of the stuff I saw when I first got involved, yes.
Now, tell me a little bit about, you know, the conclusion that it worked. Now, when you're saying it works, I mean, if you were going to Las Vegas, Jessica, and you had the bet on remote viewing as an ability, okay, and they gave you odds, would you bet just about everything on it that it works?
That remote viewing works?
Yeah.
That it's possible, in other words.
Yes.
Not that it'll work every time.
Right.
But definitely, yes.
And it all depends on who the remote viewer is, too, I would guess.
That's right.
But you would put that bet down?
Absolutely, yes.
That's pretty dramatic.
Yeah.
How many scientists feel like you do about stuff like this?
You know, I think most scientists aren't aware of the evidence. So I think feel is actually the right word, or believe. I think most scientists, like most of the public, actually haven't looked at the science behind it. And if they do believe that it's there, they believe it because of other reasons, personal reasons, which is too bad because the evidence is so strong that I think it would be useful if more scientists would look at the evidence.
I've got to ask you, though, you say some of the good spy stuff they didn't show you. Mm-hmm. Of the things you did see, was there anything there that really stood out that you just looked at and went, oh, my God, look at this?
There were some pretty amazing remote viewing sessions when I was working at SRI. So those weren't necessarily part of what we got when we did our review. But there were times when someone would come and do a remote viewing trial, and, of course, your listeners are probably all familiar with Joe McMonagle.
Oh, sure, he's one of the best.
That's right. Well, he was one of the remote viewers that was participating in the research. And so he would come by, or some of the other people that were close to being as good as he was, and they would just do amazing things. And they would, the target material might be a photograph, for example, and basically he would reproduce it in his drawing in a way that I couldn't even do if I were looking at the photograph.